morning. This is Char.
Good morning, this is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
How are you this morning? I got your email.
Oh, good. I'm so anxious to try that. It's so simple.
I'm gonna try it today.
You know, it's the easy things that are, you know, fun to put together, very easy, and just, you know, can have just a little bit of a tweak on the flavor. And by the way, I came really, really close on that dressing last night.
You too.
And the last ingredient that we didn't talk about was the red pepper. I just put it in the bullet with the little tiny cup on the bullet, and because I didn't want to make a big batch of it, you know. And I kept dipping the spoon in the other one to taste it, and then back in the one that I made. And actually, I like mine better. It's got just a little bit more flavor. Of course, the other one would have been watered down with the juice coming off the vegetables a bit.
Right.
That I was tasting. So anyway, I thought that was pretty fun.
Good. I'm glad it came out good.
And I did write it down so I can try it again and make sure that was what the amounts I put in before I give it out. And somebody says, woo!
Yeah.
Jack did just that one. Good morning. Somebody else joined us, too.
Hi, this is Fritz.
Well, good morning, Fritz. And I know Jeannie would like to say hi.
Hi, Fritz.
Hi, Jeannie.
That's okay. I was going to ask you, Fritz, if you had a question or a comment or something you thought of recently or come across your path.
Well, I was mentioning about the lemon, how that helps with asthma. Apparently that works on the inflammation in the lungs.
It does. Very good comment. Extremely good comment.
There's another part to that, though. And I can't really pronounce his last name, Dr. Batman Bejold or something like that.
Oh, I know who you mean, yeah.
Yeah, his book on ABC of asthma, allergy, and lupus, he discusses the use of water and salt. And that would, after you get the inflammation in your lungs cleared up, use that to hydrate your lungs, especially, I think it would probably hydrate the sacs, too, in the lungs. I did that one night also instead of the lemon, and then I had trouble sleeping all night because of the asthma and the general lung troubles I have, and I slept all night, just boom, didn't wake up till the next morning. So I think the combination of both the lemon and water with a little salt, especially sea salt, especially the better quality sea salt, the Redmond Real Salt, would be dynamite to, the one to stop the lemon to stop the inflammation of the lungs, and then the salt and water to, and you don't have to overdo the salt, but the sea salt, or especially the real salt and the water to hydrate the lungs and then they would just function better.
Yeah, as hydrating them, you do it's part of the healing process. You know, what was running through my mind as you were saying this, Fritz, is these little pieces you add to help the body heal itself, in addition to what we're already doing and what we've been given by NECAN, is absolutely phenomenal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So, and it's all things that we've got within our reach that we can take care of and we can pass on to other people, as add-ons also. So, thank you. Very good.
Sure.
Excellent. Anybody else that would like to say hi? We've had some other people join us. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle.
This is Veronica from Toronto.
Well, good morning, Veronica. How are you doing?
Doing great.
This is Dottie.
Go ahead.
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Good morning, Dottie. And anyone else? We got dishwashing going on, water running. It's probably kind of like my optimizer in the background running. So anyway, if you guys want to mute while you're not talking, but please jump back in. Please jump back in. We love to have your comments and questions. Add so much to the call. And then I get a ring in the background. Let's see if I get away from this one here. Can you get beeping in my phone, too? That's pretty strange. I don't know if you could hear it burping in my phone or not. Ooh, that's annoying, on my end anyway. Good morning, anyone else? Well, we're at the beginning of a new week. We're getting close to the rhythm here coming up. Don't forget to make your invitations to people so that they can be prepared to come, because it's going to be exciting and there is going to be something special offered that will not be available at other times. Something extended for that one day at the event. So I don't know what it is, so don't need to ask me, guys, but I do know it's going to be something exciting. So I just don't want you to, I don't want you to be able to say you didn't hear anything about it to anybody on this call. So anyone else that would like to say hi that's just come in?
Morning, this is Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Good morning, this is Brenda.
Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, this is Onita.
Onita, good morning. I'm sorry I haven't sent down. I thought of that last night when I was already shut down and was headed to bed. I haven't sent that email down. Well, I think maybe Mary Lou did she? No, she didn't. May not have even received yours.
So you reset that corn and summer veggie saute, and I just opened it, and it came through fine.
Oh, good. Thank you, because I was wondering if it was something I had done goofy, and maybe it was.
I don't know, but anyway, it came through this time, so.
Okay, and I will get your okra sent off, because that looks so good. I haven't done that one yet. But I've got another package of okra here in case I can't find the fresh. We don't have it as prolific up here as you do, available in the stores. So I will check.
The garden, so.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I'd like to have mine for sure. Next year.
Yeah.
Good morning, good morning. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle. We have some people that have joined us. Would you like to say hi? Questions or comments this morning, early on here?
Char, could you, this is Mary Lou, could you give me that address you think, the phone number you think that I could get back into that Team Diamond deal? I guess I didn't get it down right. I didn't get there.
Now, are you talking about the website or?
Well, website or phone number or how do I get them?
No, wait, Team Diamond. Oh, boy, I don't know which one you're referring to, Mary Lou.
What it was, I never could hear or anybody couldn't find out about that, the testimonial that was done on Lou Gehrig's disease, and I needed to see if I could, and then I believe y'all told me.
Oh, that was focused on growth, I believe, that we were talking about.
I called them, and they told me it came from Team Diamond. They knew what I was talking about, but they said it's through Team Diamond.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that. Okay, so then I think it's just teamdiamond.com. Does anybody else, somebody else on the line has to know that website.
Is that accessible off of Pathfinders?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did you try just teamdiamond.com?
I will try that. While we're on the call at the end, I'll check and see.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Well, guys, if you're new to this call, the reason for the call is we read a book, started a book a little over a year ago called The China Study, and in that we found that by eating a different way other than what we had been talking about doing and doing, we could dramatically improve our health. And the main was prevention of the major diseases that we deal with in this country. Now, nothing's 100% guaranteed. We all realize that. But the chances, the percentage of developing these, because we're not giving our body what allows it to take place as a reason for the way we're feeding our body. So that's what started it out. It was a study done on over 880 million people in China in the early 70s, and Dr. Colin Campbell came upon the information, basically argued a bit with it, did not believe it could be that important or even was important, and only found out as a result of questioning it that it really was the basis of our health, how we feed our body, as you've heard said over and over. So we're here to mentor each other in a better way of feeding our body, along with all these incredible products that Nikan has given us, these technologies that are just beyond anything else available out there. So, with that, again, comments, questions?
I just have a quick question.
Yes, Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, how are you, Sarah?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Since there are more people on the call than the very beginning, maybe Fritz can repeat what he says.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, great. There are a couple of things that cause asthma. Of course, the lack of water for the system affects many different systems of the body, even to the point that they say it deals with things like depression and things like that, so many different systems. I had mentioned about a week ago or so the use of lemon, which apparently is the most, although it seems to be acidic, it causes one of the best, or perhaps the best alkaline effect on the body, which reduces and helps to eliminate inflammation. So for people like myself that have asthma, I use lemon, like lemon on the hour and lemon and water on the half hour, and that really helps. I did that one time just right before I went to bed, and I have a trouble breathing at night, and I just slept all night. Boom, it was just like I was on a sedative, and I work very well now. That helps to take care of the inflammation, but that doesn't hydrate the lungs. So the other thing that is done is water with salt. Now, there are three or four different kinds of salt. There's regular table salt, ionized salt is one. There's sea salt, which is another, which is very good. But there's one even better than that called Redmond Real Salt, sometimes referred to as real salt. It's kind of has a little rosy cast to it. It's out of a very primitive salt bed out west somewhere, Utah or... I think it's Utah. I believe it's where it is. And water and salt, a little bit of that salt with the water will help, and you don't have to overdo the salt, but a little bit of the salt and water will help hydrate the body. Now, if you can get rid of the inflammation in the lungs, and then with the salt and water, it starts to hydrate the lungs the proper way they should be. And I think that probably goes all the way down to the little sacs, the little alveoli, I suppose, is affected to some extent, or some are majorly affected by this. Now, as well as the lemon helping me sleep all night, one time I've done just the salt and water before I went to bed, and that helped me just sleep all night. So the combination of the two, the one to reduce the inflammation, the lemon and the salt and water to hydrate the lungs would be just an incredible effect.
So you're actually drinking the salt water?
Yeah, you use just a few. This real salt is like sea salt. It's real salt. It has kind of a little bit of a rose cast to it. You look at it, and it just kind of has a funny little rose color to it. It has a lot of other minerals and trace minerals in it that regular salt doesn't have, and I think even some that quite a few that perhaps the regular sea salt does not have. But yeah, I use just a few grains of the or just whatever you want to use, a few grains. It's pretty salty, it's real salty, and I use that in the water before I go to bed and hydrate through the day. I mean, if you drink a lot of water before you go to bed, you're going to spend your whole night in the bathroom. But, you know, hydrate well through the day, but use the water and the sea salt before you go to bed, and that'll hydrate the lungs. So with the lack of inflammation and the hydration of the lungs, it just has an amazing effect.
So just using the salt at night?
The salt and the water.
Uh-huh.
You can use it through the day. I mean, the principle holds true through the day. If you go to bed, if you hydrate, get your lungs well hydrated through the day, it may not be as necessary to try to do that as much at night before you go to bed. But I just know the overall effect is just wonderful. Each is just wonderful. Each by themselves is basically, in my opinion, and I shouldn't say this, but to me in my life, it's a cure.
What about anybody who's dealing with hypertension?
I hear such a trivial amount when he says grains.
No, I heard that. I did hear that.
I think it's such a trivial amount that you need to cut down someplace else. Don't add it to the food and use it there instead, because it's probably a more direct way rather than having it mixed with the food through the digestive system. It would be my thought, Nancy.
Yeah, I agree completely.
Also, you could cut down on foods like celery that are high in salt or sodium. Which is, you know, I doubt that you'd be that sensitive to it, but, you know, maybe an extreme case would be.
Yeah. No, and then I was just thinking also, you know, when you're going to bed, certainly having the air machine and a Flex on your lungs would just totally magnify anything you're doing with it. But I appreciate you repeating that.
There's another thing that I did as well. I put the Flex on my back when I was in Florida, and I live in Missouri, and I was in Florida, and I just had a lot of trouble sleeping. And I put that thing on my back, and it was just like being in an operating room. I laid down, and then I lifted my head, thinking it was a few months later. I slept all night. And that was, I put it at the base of my, kind of at the base of my of spine, or of a, kind of where the spine, or the spine of the back meet. And just put it there, and the effect was just amazing. So, I mean, especially if you use all three.
So the, you put the Flex at the base of your, like where your waist is in the back?
No, well, yeah, where, above the shoulders and where the neck.
Oh,
the neck and the, yeah, where your weight starts to bear on your, you know.
Neck, okay.
Yeah, right there. And then it was just boom. I just couldn't, you know. In fact, when I woke up the next morning, I was disorientated. I didn't know where I was. I thought I was in a motel room.
Were you sleeping? You were not sleeping on a Nikken sleep system at all?
No, nothing to do with that except
so
that only aid was the sleep bag.
In a hotel, that certainly is a great thing to do. Thank you.
Great idea. Yes, and that's, and Nancy, thank you for drawing it to our attention again, especially to people on the line, because we never want to minimize at all the use of the Nikken products. We kind of go without saying when we have been in this, as long as many of us have been, that we take it for granted what they already deliver and looking for these little other boosts that go along with it. So, and also just remembering to always feed our body in the healthiest way possible to give it that extra edge with the product. So it's all a combination, the pieces that fit together to make it a complete. But thank you, both of you.
Welcome.
Anyone else? I could say the vegetable of the week, thanks to Jeannie, is the cucumber. And let's see, great in the summertime. I didn't look up properties on it. Anybody else want to add? I know it's extremely alkaline. In fact, my son gives it to our two grandchildren, our youngest son, Nick. Every day, that's part of their regime is to eat some cucumber because he knows that it's something good to snack on as well as have it in your milk. But for them, it's usually a snack as far as properties of it. And, of course, very high in water, so that's good for hydration of the milk. So, anyone else? Go ahead.
I'm going to do nutrition highlights just real quickly. This must come from the prevention magazine. Anyway, I just typed it in online, but one raw cucumber, one cup peeled and sliced, is 14 calories, 1 gram of protein, 3 grams of carbs, and 1 gram of fiber is what came up. So, I mean, you can eat your, you know, as much as you wanted.
I suggest eat the peel.
Yeah, I like the peel, too.
Especially when they come out of the garden. Sometimes in the store, I can't seem to get the coating off. Now, that's probably before I was doing organic, and they aren't using it on the organic one. So, but if you are have to resort to one that's not, that's the time that I would maybe peel it. But garden fresh, definitely, I use. So that's got to have more fiber, wouldn't you say, Jeannie?
I would say so.
And the pickling cubes don't seem to have that coating on it when you buy them in the store anyway.
Right. Yeah. I noticed that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Without the preservatives, we really need our green bags because they just don't keep as well, do they, without all that junk they put on it.
Yeah.
So they're trying to elongate the life of the food, which means that even for that reason alone, it's not going to have the nutrients in it that it would if it was fresh. So we've got all kinds of reasons for doing the best choice possible. Anything else on that, Jeannie? What was the site you went to? Nutrition?
Well, it's prevention.com.
Okay.
Is what came up. I just typed in the search engine. I just typed cucumbers, nutrition, you know, nutrition of cucumbers or something. It's one I picked. Prevention.com, and then it had a whole bunch of other things. There's recipes, I think. The best choice sperm?
Best choice is sperm, you said?
I'm sorry?
Did you say the best choice is sperm? I missed that.
Yes. Hey, I'm on my speakerphone. Does this sound okay?
Yeah, I think you're fine. I think it's just some background that was going to break up, yeah?
Yeah, choose firm cucumbers with a smooth, bright skin and no signs of shriveling or soft spots. Refrigerate in a plastic bag with holes poked in it for up to 5 days.
Ah.
And it says, wash them just before using. Unless the skin is waxed, the cucumber doesn't require peeling. For more flavor, score the skin with the tines of a fork before slicing. The seeds become for ages, so remove the seeds from large cucumbers. I remember my mother-in-law does that. She likes those English cucumbers, you know, the real long ones. And she likes the little cling ones, too, over the regular cucumbers. Of course, she grows them in her garden, and so when she grows them in her garden, they're just really fabulous, you know, like you said.
There's a lemon cucumber. Have any of you found? We got water in the background, guys.
Somebody's saying.
Okay, I really want you to talk, but got to mute. You got water going. Anyone try the lemon cucumbers? That's I have not seen them in the stores, but boy, they do well in the garden. They were a little harder to find the seeds this year than usual. I spotted some years. The particular thing I'm looking for is everywhere. Every brand of seed. If I can't find it or haven't been aware enough to get it all organic or heirloom, I'm getting there, working more on that. But just picking up packages, there's trends in what seeds they send out.
Mm-hmm. I had one at your house last year when I was up there, and it's delicious. Never knew of such a thing.
They're also, they seem to, proliferation of them, it seems to be greater than on the other cucumbers and for a longer period of time. So for anybody gardening, we're concerned with the, you know, cold setting in and zapping the plants at the end of the season, and they will hang on longer than the rest of them around here that I've had. So just another thought.
Poor Marty, his cucumbers are coming out distorted.
Yours are coming out distorted?
Yeah, they're all deformed. He only plants the pickling ones, and they're kind of coming out fat and short and not pretty, but they're still okay to eat.
Hmm. Yes, often our organic gardens aren't the most beautiful produce. You know, they're not picture perfect like some of what we find in the stores, but we know the difference, don't we?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes the seed, you know, is that way, too. They just didn't get good seed.
That could be.
Yeah, so we don't have to take the blame for all of it, do we, O'Neill?
No.
I'll share that with him.
But my husband had planted some, you know, it looked like good zucchini seed, and they're coming out really weird, so.
Hmm.
I even brought some leaves in yesterday that I'm not sure what they are. It's a leafy green. I'm really into the greens. And I tasted it, and it had a really pretty strong flavor. So I'm thinking, what can I do to doctor this a little bit in the pan so Denny doesn't say, oh, this isn't so great. So I put a little bit of garlic seasoned rice vinegar on it. And just, had maybe, an onion in with it, and I used mainly water, and I dripped just a tiny bit of olive oil, thinking maybe that'll coat it just a little bit and give it a little bit of flavor, and I don't mean coat it, oil it. And his comment before I even asked, usually I get antsy and I ask him, well, what do you think? I can't wait for him to think about it. And before I ask, he says, wow, I really like whatever this green stuff is. And to me, boy, because I had the mindset of having tasted it raw. It had an edge. It had a real edge on it. And what I started to say to begin with was, it wasn't the most beautiful because there were holes in it. And as Marie came home last night and looked down at, or maybe she didn't even look down at, but anyway, she was in the kitchen when I was doing, the leaves were, yeah, there were a few holes. And I said, well, you know what? If the bugs like it, it's washed well. There's no residue from any bug and no bugs on it. You know what? It's probably pretty nutritional. We both smiled. I said, it's a good excuse anyway, because, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect.
I think you've hit upon something, Char. If it's good enough for the bugs, it's good enough for us.
Because I remember saying to a gentleman that I'd known for years and years who had a degree in agronomy, was we were talking about stopping the deer. It started with deer protection so they didn't eat our shrubbery in our garden. And he was telling me about it. And then I remember just having read one of the first articles I read on plants that were conditioned to not attract the bugs. And if they did attract the bug would take a bite and die. And I made the comment to him. I said, can you imagine that? How ridiculous to think that there would be something in there that would kill a bug and still be really good for our body. And he looked at me just totally nonchalant and said, there is no connection to those two statements at all. He said, there is nothing in there that is going to hurt you. Don't ever think there's anything in there. And I'm going, excuse me, Bill, I think there is something in there that would hurt me. And no, I am not going to eat that kind of a vegetable, and I would not plant that kind of a vegetable. And, of course, now we've gone on to realize the GMO, the alteration of the vegetables, as well as, of course, the big one that you guys, most of you know, unless there's somebody that hasn't heard it before, and that is Monsanto's Roundup. They have Roundup ready seeds that they have people, farmers, plant, because then they can spray the entire crop with Roundup and it's not affected by the Roundup, but it will kill the rest of the insects that would maybe bother that crop. So they call it Roundup ready seeds. If we need to boycott anything, it would be that kind of stuff coming into our grocery stores, because farmers are raising it because they get a better deal on their prices by doing the combination of the seeds and the Roundup. So, and that is true statement. I can reference, Jeffrey Smith, is that right, with Seeds of Deception, if you guys need more information on that subject. You could either go to the website or just Google it. I don't remember exactly what it is, but what is allowed and what is taking place with the chemicals that they use on our crops. So not to get on another bandstand here, but comments, questions?
I have a question, Cha.
Okay.
My daughter has had migraines ever since she's been 12.
Uh-huh.
And I know she eats very well and, drinks the water and has used the magnetic products. And, I was just wondering, I mean, she still gets them. And, now that she's older, they said something about her hormones too, that, you know, being on a pill or whatever, you know, has caused it. So she went off of that. And yesterday she had the worst migraine. I mean, it made her so sick, you know. And I was just wondering, does anybody know of anything else that's out there that maybe he hasn't tried?
And she is eating plant-based rather than traditional.
Well, she does eat some meat, but basically, you know, she does eat vegetables. And, I mean, she has a good diet, and I don't think she eats a lot of meat, you know. She's married now, and she has a couple of children, so.
She eats now? Off of cheese now also, no cheese or dairy?
That I don't know, but I could...
The reason I'm bringing these up is because this was another thing that came up at McDougal's with the headaches as being, when you say hormones, the stuff is so pumped full of hormones that if she gets, you know, any amount of it, it could easily trigger. I mean, it could be the trigger. I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying it can either be or it can add to, because the hormonal effect of the stuff in the store, in the animal kingdom of anything, is horrible with hormones, and they don't have to put that stuff on the label either, obviously.
Right.
Some of them will say hormone-free, but, you know, and the rest of it, it's not there, and it's so hidden in foods that we get. So, you know, when you say she's careful and eats a good diet, but did I hear you say that you added it's more difficult with the kids because she has younger children?
Well, she does have younger children, but, I mean, she's always had these migraine headaches, you know, and I remember my mother had them, and, I mean, I have the silent ones, the ones that, you know, that my vision gets kind of distorted. They call them silent migraines, but they don't hurt, you know, so I don't have to worry about that. But with her, you know, she's had them ever since she went through puberty, and I don't know, they seem to be more severe. They're getting bad again, you know. So.
Daddy, are they related to her period?
Well, she's gone to an acupuncturist, which seems to help her, but she said that, you know, it's a hormone, like the pill that she was on, you know, the pills that she's on.
Did she get them, like, right before her period, though?
They just come on.
Oh, any time.
Yeah, she doesn't know when they're coming. They just happen to come, and she's nursing, so she can't take any of her, you know, the medication that she was taking before. You know, even at that, she doesn't like to take it. You know, so.
One of the things I used to have them years ago, and at that point, not to mention another company, but we were in Shackley, and somebody there had said to increase my vitamin E, and when I did that, they disappeared.
Hmm.
I see the thing that I think of, too, is the whole food, the jade, just knowing how it feeds the body, just our basics, the jade, the agar that we've got, the lactoferrin, making sure that she's, you know, utilizing those in addition. But I still wanted to go back just real briefly to the comment when you've got a younger family and feeding them. And because there was a young gal that came through, well, young gal, she's Vance's age, she's 40 now. Celebrating her 40th birthday, that used to live with us. That's why I remember her exact age. We had three children in our home, two girls and Vance, that were exactly, well, in the same year of school as well as same age. And she stopped by with her two daughters, and I remember, now I may have said this because I've said it several times since it happened last week, but it was towards the middle or end, it was the end of the week, actually. And noticed that the girls were very, very developed, I thought, because they're fairly short and wasn't remembering exactly what their ages were. And so when they went out to walk around in the territory and play with the dog, I said, so what's the ages of the girls? And it was 11 and 13. Now, this I have no information on that I'm going to tell you, but maybe somebody on the call does. I looked at her, and all I said was, they're really developing into young ladies fast, aren't they? And she goes, yes, sure. And thank you so much for your comment the last time I was here, because I went straight to the doctor, and he gave me something to slow down the development of my older daughter, and we dramatically changed the way we were eating. We have not gone to a fast food restaurant since. And the doctor said she would need to be on this for 2 years before I would want to take her off. And a few months later, and I don't remember the time frame, we went back and the doctor said, this is an absolute miracle. Her system has changed and slowed down, and we don't need to give her this more. And she says, we drastically changed the way we were eating, Char. And thank you so much. Now, all I recall of the former conversation was my feeling of, I've gone far enough, I need to stop now and go no further. And I didn't think, from my perspective, nothing was received because there wasn't any further comment on it and we didn't discuss it anymore. So this last week when she was here, we talked about the China study. I showed her the pages I love to show, not only the food graph chart on page 230 where it gives the breakdown of nutrients of plant-based as opposed to a variety of animal products. And don't miss the footnote. Read the footnote first, what that chart is based on. And then also where the China study started, I don't know the page number, but it's the comment that the premier of China was dying of cancer. The next page is 880 million people that were used in the study and the 650,000 workers it took to compile the information. I flipped to those. She said, I need those page numbers so that when I get the China study, I can mark them in my book and show people. She says, show people. And I said, I ran in the other room and I had one left on the shelf, one brand new copy of the China study. And I pulled it out and I said, here, I picked these up two or three at a time. And if you'd like it, you know, I save a little bit by doing them in group quantities. And if you like it, you can have it and drop me a check in the mail, and we put tabs on those pages. She's off and running now with the science behind it, and will definitely share that with other people because I know her personality. So, and, you know, I'd love to have her for a business partner one of these days. She's dealing with a lot in her life right now, and it's definitely not the time. But don't ever determine that you have not made a point. When you've dropped a seed, you do not know how it's being received at that time. So, guys, you know, sometimes I think I'm way too verbal. Well, I'd rather go ahead and do it than not do it and beat myself up and feel guilty because I didn't share the information. Because you can offer it from your standpoint. You don't have to be giving them advice. You can just simply say, this is what I found that works incredibly well for me, and I've realized now that it works for millions of other people around the world, and I like the 5.5 billion that eat this way naturally. Out of the 5.5 billion inhabitants of the Earth, the planet that we're on, 4 billion eat this way automatically. Why? Because they don't have the funds to have the extras that we have in our diet that are literally killing us. So, strong statement, guys, but that's what I found to be the truth.
Well, if they weren't pumping our animals, it certainly would make a lot of difference in the health benefit, in quotes, of eating that way rather than, you know, what they've done to our food supply.
Well, you know, the only thing there, Nancy, is, as you well know, we've been eating quite healthy out of our garden and our own organic beef, chicken, eggs, all that stuff for like 30-plus years now, and it still made a huge difference in our when we changed our diet.
But compared to those who decide, I don't want to eat the way we are. I mean, that, you know, everyone makes choices.
That's right.
They certainly would have been better off eating the animals 50 years ago than today. That was my point.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And 50 years ago, the biggest thing was they didn't have the amount of it in their diet often, not always, but often.
Sure.
They definitely didn't have our processed food along with it.
Absolutely, and every meal wasn't Thanksgiving.
And every meal wasn't Thanksgiving, although a lot of times in the tradition of our family, dessert was a regular part of the day, but it didn't have to be the kinds of things that we're eating in this country as a routine basis either. So it all comes together when we change and we then see the disease statistics go up, 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 up. It's got to come down. There won't be anybody left in this part of the world if it doesn't, that's healthy. We're propagating poor health by the example we set, so it's, you know, we can set a good example now and try and recover that. We're over time, as always.
I just want to get back to Dottie for 1 second, please.
Yes.
Has she tried the headband at all, Dottie, or the, oh, my gosh.
One.
The Solatens? Yeah.
No, not the Solatens.
I remember years ago I had a horrific headache. I've only had one migraine, and I don't ever want to go back there again. I don't even remember whether I was in Nikan at the time. But I used the Solatens on a headache one time and was astounded at how quickly it resolved it.
You know, thank you, Nancy, because I can say amen to that, because way back then I had somebody that used it on me because she knew some of the pressure points, and she did it when I was well into it. I could not stand up to do a presentation, and I said, I'm going to have to excuse myself from doing this appointment. And 10 minutes later, I was up doing it, and I was not dealing with it.
You don't need pressure points. The machine tells you where.
Well, right, but it was actually with the original one that wasn't as quick at identifying. It was a little more difficult. It was the electric hair rather than the Solus.
I mean, the sound of the Solus tells you exactly where you need to zap.
Yep, it does. But they were working, you know, I'll take that one step further. They were working on points down on the legs that related to it also. And I would not have thought of going there at that time, obviously.
Your points you were using.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody else had you know, more information, and they had worked on their body with related pressure points. So, yeah, that's a great idea, Nancy.
My Tai Chi teacher at the end of the class last week, I don't know, I was standing there talking to her, she hands me this whole sheet of a body with all kinds of marks all over it, and I'll bet that's what you're talking about. These are the trigger points all over your body and what they affect. How cool.
I had he taught acupressure and acupuncture I can't think of his name. Anyway, he came down, he was a silver from Canada, came down and did a session for us that was actually first instigated by Dr. Lauren Finley, because he was so impressed with information he'd heard him deliver. And he put marks on Nick's body for the pressure points related to the knee area where he was having trouble with it, and said, these are the ones you need to focus on. And at that point, he actually put magnets on those pressure points. So, guys, we've got all kinds of ways of helping our body to heal, and we've got some incredible technologies, so let's never forget to use them. Sometimes we get accustomed to them and we forget to pull them out and use them, especially early on. Early on with the headaches can make a huge difference.
Yeah. And don't forget the bottom of the feet having lots of pressure points.
Right. Yeah, Denny knows that subject. When he had his feet massaged after he'd broken his back, he said he was going to punch somebody out if they touched him again.
So this is Marilou, and I know you're running over, but y'all know how much y'all hit me with headaches and everything. And in the course of me talking to different people, I did find out that someone, that their doctor had told them they needed to take B2. And I've been taking B2 ever since, and I'm not having headaches, but then I definitely saw the change in the headaches, but I think I was already off. But I can't do the milk products at all. And I think that was a big to-do, you know.
Yeah,
I was already off of them. But anyway, I have taken B2, just that one particular thing.
Thank you. That's great. I made a note of that also. And what you said about the dairy, I know that, of course, I don't accidentally really get into the animal that much. It's the cheese that sometimes will be in something or on something.
Yes.
I know that sets me off, and headache is one of the first ones that I feel coming. Headache, and then it goes to the gut. So, you know, some people will have one, the other, or, you know, not even realize that that's where it's coming from.
But tell her to try the B2 vitamins. She may be deficient.
Thank you. That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay, guys. Anything else? We need to wind up and go to work. We got lots to accomplish the rest of this month. Lots of incentives out there. Don't forget that the company has a 21 club. That means it's running for 21 days that you can utilize it, well, the rest of this month anyway. And Dennis sent down a great broadcast message with the format that he used helping a gal with the 21 Club. So I guess if you didn't get it, you can send me your email. And if I get a couple of people, I'll just broadcast it to all of you because I could forward it. I hate to have anybody miss it. So anything at the last minute here?
I got on to that website, so I will pursue it. Thank you.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. Glad you got that.
Char, can you and Jeannie stay on after the call? I got something I want to kind of talk to you about a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Are you on, Jeannie?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Or we can call you back. We can send you back, too. What's your number? That might be easier.
I'm on my way to work, 660-465-8579, and you'll need to give me about 10 minutes to get there.
Okay. Why don't I call you, and we'll three-way Char in.
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. That'll work better for me in 10 minutes, too.
Yeah,
okay.
About 10 minutes? Okay.
Yeah, about 10. That'd be great. Okay.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Char.
Good call. You're certainly welcome. You guys have make it a wonderful day. Don't forget to plant the seeds and share some information, because other people just don't know that they'd like to know this, how much they can improve their health with our technologies and a better way of eating. So make it a great day. Thanks for your participation immensely on this call.